In the 2020 election. And that does it for our show. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warrenoff, Libby Rainey, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Sharina Nadura, Tay-Marie Astudio, Maria Trier-Sena. Mike DeFilippo and Miguel Nogueira are engineers. Our website is democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Gravy Cafe, located in both Boise at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue and in Kearns at 3101 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Serving traditional American breakfast and brunch, both locations are open daily from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch was provided by Horse Brass Pub, located at 4534 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Open from 11 to 2 a.m., serving British and pub grub. More information at horsebrass.com. Dinner was provided by Crush Bar, located at 1400 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. Crush is an all-inclusive event space, bar, and restaurant, open till midnight or later. More information at crushbar.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow is a traditional showcase and celebration of the rich cultures of Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native communities throughout the Northwest and beyond. The event features vendors, educational booths, food, entertainment, and more. Again, that's the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. With grand entry at 3:30 p.m., the powwow will be at Pioneer Courthouse Square, 701 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's 8:02. This is KBOO Portland. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Portland Saturday Market. 46 years of American-made arts and crafts, freshly prepared international foods, local artisans, and local music in downtown Portland. Open every Saturday and Sunday in Waterfront Park, now through Christmas Eve. Event schedule, vendor information, and more at PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is Voices from the Edge, and substitute hosting today is myself, Jenka Soderberg, and Ray Bodwell. Good morning, everyone. Joining us on the line is Greg Palast. Greg, are you there?
Greg is here. Greg Palast is in the house.
All right. As you know, Greg Palast has been on the KBOO airwaves a number of times, the author of several New York Times bestsellers, including The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Armed Madhouse. You also know him through investigative reports for BBC Television, The Guardian, Democracy Now!, and Rolling Stone. Palast's film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, is available at gregpalast.com. And as well, it is a film that we have shown right here in Portland a number of times in support of KBOO Community Radio. Greg Palast always comes through during our membership drives. And again, this is membership drive. So I hope that throughout this hour, you will be calling 877-500-5266. We're going to talk about the theft of democracy, voter suppression, what's coming up in 2020. I want you to stay tuned and welcome this morning. I'm here with Ray.
And Jenka, before we turn it over to Greg, one of the things I wanted to share with him and with the listeners was a comment my wife made when I walked out the door this morning, and I think she speaks for the whole KBOO community. When I said I'd have the opportunity to talk to Greg Palast today, she said, Oh, my God, I love him. He's a hero. Please tell him for me to keep up the good work. And, Greg, I think she speaks for all of us here in Portland and all across the country. We love the work you're doing. It's critically important. And, you know, I think at this point, with so much going on, including the recently a released transcript, if you can call it that, and the 9-page whistleblower document that came out this morning, my question for you is, where do you want to start?
Wow. Well, here's the thing, is that let's assume that Agent Orange is not impeached because the Republicans have control of the Senate. And so he could have transcripts selling California and Oregon to China for $12, and it still wouldn't matter, because I hate to say it. But what does matter is what's going to happen with the 2020 vote. And that's where I'm putting my investigative concentration right now. Look, the game right now, Trump can't win straight. And this is not about whether I'm for or against Trump. That's not my job. You know, I'm an investigative reporter. You choose your own president, you know. But for me, it's a question of whether the voters get to choose. And in 2016... In 2016, if you see the latest edition of my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election, he didn't win, Trump, not fair and square, not if you counted all the votes or you allowed all the voters to vote. You know, like, and we're heading that into that in 2020 again now. I believe that a couple, in last year, I spoke with KBOO audience about what I was doing in the state of Georgia. You know, Stacey Abrams was the very first black woman in American history to run for governor of a state, and she won the governorship of the state of Georgia. But as she said, I won, but I won't be inaugurated. That's because the state of Georgia illegally removed 340,134 voters. Let me repeat that. 340,134 voters illegally. I found out because I sued, got the voter rolls of the names of the people that they removed, and hired a bunch of the top guys at Silicon Valley, went through the list to find out how many people were illegally removed. These are people that were supposedly removed for leaving the state or moving their addresses. They have never moved. But one thing that's interesting about them, almost all of them were voters of color, especially black voters, Asian American voters, Hispanic voters, and low-income voters. These are the voters that they said had moved, removed them from the voter rolls, and that's how Stacey Abrams lost the governorship, not by the voters. So why do I bring up Georgia? What do you care about Georgia if you're in Portland? The answer is because the method used in Georgia is being used 30 states by the GOP to bleach the voter rolls whiter than white. And that's what we have to worry about right now, because they're going to do that for 2020.
Wow. Really, really disturbing. You've also been talking recently about North Carolina. And I wonder if you could just share a little bit with our listeners about the 9th Congressional District being won by Jim Crow once again.
Yeah. Once again. Well, I keep going back to my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, because a fair amount of it is spent in Georgia and North Carolina. And in North Carolina, they are using a system that was created by a character named Chris Kobach of Kansas, who I've talked about. But if you can't remember his name, just think KKK, Chris Kobach of Kansas, called Interstate Crosscheck. What is Interstate Crosscheck? It's a system, sounds pretty benign, a system of determining who is voting in two states, which is a crime, or registering to vote in two states, which is also a crime if you're going to do that. And so it's removing those voters. Now, you should be putting people in jail who vote twice. It's a felony crime. But they didn't arrest anyone. They simply removed them from the voter rolls. How many people did they remove? Well, 1.1 million. Now, if 1.1 million Americans really, truly had voted twice in the same election, it'd be the biggest crime wave in American history. okay? But they didn't arrest anyone. But in North Carolina, they used this system throughout the state, and especially in the 9th Congressional District, and they wiped out in North Carolina like well over 100,000 voters, well over 20,000 in the 9th Congressional District. And who were these voters? People with names like James Brown. Believe it or not, they found a James Brown in North Carolina, but they also found a guy named James Brown voting in Georgia and a guy named James Brown voting in Kansas. And they said, obviously, it's got to be the same James Brown, even though the middle names were different. And in one case, it was James Brown Sr. versus James Brown Jr. The entire list was phony, but it was all black, Hispanic, and Asian American names. And that's how they took the 9th in North Carolina.
And since McCready lost by less than 4,000 votes and 20,000 voters were erased, clearly that swung the election.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna let me take down some members of my lamestream media colleagues. Okay, they said that black voter turnout, that blacks didn't turn out to vote, that there was a big decline in black turnout. That is BS. You had black folk turn out, but they were turned away. Their names were missing from the voter rolls. And, you know, if you go to gregpalace.com, you'll see a clip from Georgia where I was at the polls. I didn't get back to North Carolina for this vote, but in the Stacey Abrams vote, I'm in front of the polls. Black person after black person is coming out saying that they were not allowed to vote, including, I have right on film, the 92-year-old cousin of Martin Luther King voting at the same place for 50 years, the year her cousin King was murdered. First time she was allowed to vote because of the Voting Rights Act. And she was turned away. She was told her name has been erased from the voter rolls. Christine Jordan is her name, and her niece was just distraught in tears, just completely broken up. How could they do this to this woman? Well, they did it to a third of a million black Georgians. We are re-entering the era of Jim Crow, and we can do something about it. Number one, letting people know about this type of theft. And in Georgia, it was one system. In North Carolina, it was the cross-check system. And, you know, don't expect the Democratic Party to do something about it. We got to do something about it.
Well, and you mentioned the Voting Rights Act. And, you know, in addition to just the removal of people from the voter rolls, the purging, as you talk about, by Kris Kobach and his system, there is also the closure of polling places, thousands of which have now been closed across the South in advance of the 2020 election. What's going to be the impact of that?
And not just the South. Ohio, Indiana, they've also had massive closure of Cleveland. They cut, 30 or 40% of the polling places.
Well, are you ready for this? Okay, I mean, by the way, there's a good reason I'm mentioning the film The Best Democracy Money Could Buy, because I'm going to tell people they're going to be donating to KBOO to get a copy of this film. I go into, you talk about closing voting stations, okay? You'll see in the film, I go to Dayton, Ohio. And the 70% of black people vote early in Ohio because they have, if you remember, for those of us old enough to remember 2014, 15 years ago, 2004, when there were lines of, 6 and 7 hours, people waiting in the rain to vote for John Kerry, black people, and they just simply closed the doors on them. They didn't let them vote. And Bush was reelected president, supposedly, because he didn't let black people vote. Well, they're not done with that game. In the film, I go to Dayton, Ohio, for the early voting. People are lined up for, are you ready for this, for 5 hours. 5 hours. And when they get to the end of the line, they don't even get ballots. They get absentee ballots. The reason that they get absentee ballots is so that they can come up with reasons to disqualify ballots, even though they're right in the polling station. 5-hour line. I then go to Toledo. This is in the film. I go to, so you're, I follow you through the line of, by the way, there are 8,000 people in line. Let me repeat that, 8,000 people. 8,000 people at one polling station, 8,000. I go to Toledo, Ohio, to the voting to see what the lines are in the white suburbs in Toledo, and the answer is there's no line at all, zero. There's poll workers waiting for voters. There's so many poll workers that they're waiting for the voters, and they are getting and you can get cookies and coffee while you're voting. No cookies and coffee for black people who are waiting 5 hours in line in Dayton.
And no absentee ballots for white voters after they've had their cookies and cream, huh?
Are you kidding? The voting machines, they put them right on the voting machines.
Yeah.
You know, people are worried about voting machines. Some black voters in Ohio would be happy to have their vote stolen in a machine. They don't get to go to a machine. They don't get to cast their ballots and have to wait in line, or they get a cockamamie absentee ballot, which they can easily knock out. So that's, you know, Ohio didn't invent that. I'll never forget. So I have that in the film where you can see the zero line in Toledo. I mean, it's funny, but it's also the American presidency. You know, I mean, I'll never forget when Obama at his State of the Union after he won re-election in 12, talked about people waiting in line 9 hours to vote in black communities in Florida. And he said, you know, someone ought to do something about that.
Well,
yeah, someone. So since it ain't going to be the president, you know, it wasn't Obama, and it ain't going to be Agent Orange, you know, in the White House. So it's us. But we have to know the story, and we have to know how it's done, and then we can, and then it's easy to organize, and it can be done. Stacey Abrams in Georgia showed how that was done.
We're talking here with Greg Palast, investigative journalist, and one of the greatest defenders of American democracy and voting rights that there is. And we're in the middle of the KBOO fall membership drive. If you're a fan of Greg Palast, like so many of us are, this is your opportunity to get a copy of his video, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. We would be happy to make it available. Greg has made copies available to us to share with you, the listeners. So please pick up the phone, give a call. Call at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and show your support for your democracy. For just $5 a month, you can get a copy of this incredibly important film and be made fully aware, dare I say painfully aware, of the voting irregularities and the attempts to suppress voters across the country. And this is probably Greg's singular greatest contribution over the last few years, pointing this out and bringing it to our attention. So please call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and click on the donate, but show your willingness to support your democracy.
And Greg, I know you're always a big advocate of community media, and KBOO is in our fall membership drive until Saturday. We're trying to raise a bunch more money, and I hope that listeners to this show will contribute and get this DVD, which can be useful for someone in your life who might believe that democracy in America is sacrosanct and intact at this point in our lives, and maybe show them this film in advance of the 2020 election. It is 877-500-5266. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, this is Greg Palast. Okay, now, a lot of you just said that your spouse was calling me heroic. I got a good idea. If I'm so heroic, help KBOO, because I'm a fan of KBOO. I support KBOO. I do what I can to keep your weapon of mass destruction in Portland area alive. So I want you to call. This is Greg Palast. I'm asking you if you appreciate my work. It's just a stinking $5 a month. And by the way, that's $60 for the year. That's half of what Amy Goodman charges for this film. And by the way, this is a brand new. Are you ready for this? This is a brand new special version that was commissioned by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. You're going to, and while I'm talking, this is Greg Palast, you're going to call 877 500
5266. That spells KABOO. KBOO.
Ha ha! It spells KABOO. I thought so, see, because I'm an investigative reporter. 5266. Okay, 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABOO. 877-500-KABOO. Now, this is Greg Palast. This is the new version. This is the activist version of the best democracy money can buy. With the case of the stolen election, the activist version, it's been tightened up, it's been shortened. You're not really losing anything at all, but what you are gaining is something that you can show to your community groups, you can show to your friends. It allows enough time for discussion. And I'm going to give you something else too. Ms. Badpenny, my chief of investigations, and by the way, my new bride, okay, has arranged for anyone who donates today to KABOO to get the activist, the brand new activist edition of the best democracy money can buy, the case of the stolen election, will also get a special secret. We don't give this out to anyone. I'm serious. No one has seen this yet. A special DVD, a link to download this DVD, which is me. It's called "It's Worse Than You Think: The Trump Administration." Misadministration. It's me and David K. Johnston, the Pulitzer Prize winning great investigative reporter, two investigative reporters talking about the kleptocracy that is the Trump administration. And not only the kleptocracy is the Trump administration, all those, like the litany of impeachable shenanigans, but it's exactly what they've done to this government. He might come off as a clown, but he's hired a lot of corporate stooges taking over those agencies. We'll tell you what damage has been done. That is, if you call 877-500-KABOO, 877-500, what is it,
5266.
Okay, 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast. Make that $5 a month donation at $60 for the year. I just write, give them the $60 for God's sake. And it is going to get you the brand new activist edition of the best democracy money can buy, the case of the stolen election. And I am throwing in, just for KABOO, we just arranged this like last night, near midnight actually, when Ms. Badpenny said anyone from KABOO will get the special link to David K. Johnston and Greg Palast. It's worse than you think, the Trump misadministration. And if you really want to know, people talk about it's not just this like tape, okay? Your democracy, your government is being stolen. And by the way, in the best democracy money can buy, it is, while it's really valuable, really got to know this info, which is why we shortened it up and made it so you can show it to your film, your cousin in Iowa who thinks that Trump is a genius and is a straight up guy and he really won the election, all that stuff. And Democratic Party officials who think you really won the election. That's both of them. Besides Greg Palast, that's me, on the trail, and Ms. Badpenny, you will also see Willie Nelson, Ice-T, Richard Belzer, Rosario Dawson, and other great stars helping me out to tell you how they stole this election. And Willie Nelson, he plays a stoner musician, believe it or not, but it's actually true. I just told you the other about this project list that stole the North Carolina 9th district. It supposedly identifies voters who voted twice. Well, they actually do have Willie Nelson. By the way, that's his legal name. It's Willie. Willie Nelson is voting in 13 states, including in Mississippi, as Willie Mae Nelson. I kid you not. People think I made this up in the film. I didn't. He's really accused of voting a second time as Willie Mae Nelson. I ask him whether, you know, that's how did he get away with it, with the beard, you know, but it's the pigtails he wears. I think that's how he did it. So Willie's in there explaining the cross-check system with me. As a real victim, he really was. And by the way, why Willie Nelson? Say, well, that's a white guy. Willie is a common black name. That's the game that they do. They identify. They were carefully able to identify the most common black and Hispanic names. It's not too difficult. You know, Rodriguez, Garcia. It's not a lot of investigation involved in this. They use common names. 85 of the 100 most common names in the United States are black, Hispanic, Asian. That is Nguyen, Ho, Rodriguez, Garcia. There are 832,000 Garcias in this state. And by the way, inside the Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the case of the stolen election, which you will get by calling 800.
No, 877.
No, sorry, 877. 877. Lucky. 877-500-KBOO. 877-500-5266. I'd like to say KBOO. 500-KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. Or go to KBOO.FM, correct?
Correct.
And you will get, now when you get, you don't even have to ask for the special bonus. I will get it to you automatically. You will get the Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the brand new activist edition, the case of the stolen election. It's special, shortened, hot, terrific. And it includes, by the way, a wonderful Saturday Morning South cartoons, you know, by Keith Tucker of Portland. Brilliant Keith Tucker of Portland. If you guys remember the great cartoon Pinky, he's one of the great cartoonists of America, and he lives in Portland. And if you want to get one of your Portland geniuses on film and watch the cartoon, so we have cartoons. We got Willie Nelson, we got Rosario Dawson, and you get a bonus. This is Greg Palast saying I'm going to send you a special bonus. It's been given out to no one before. It's only for KBOO donors. If you make that $60 donation or $5 a month, how painless is that, man? If you do that, you'll also get Greg Palast and David K. Johnston with special secret download link. It's the film, It's Worse Than You Think, The Trump Misadministration. We lay it all out. So call that number, 877-500. KBOO 877-500-5266.
So, Greg, let me ask you. The Voting Rights Act was put into effect in 1965 and essentially gutted by the Supreme Court in 2013. It was originally implemented because there were, 15 or 16 states generally across the South with long histories of voter suppression. Once that act was gutted, those states essentially could then re-implement laws, making it incredibly difficult to register and remain registered. The outrage is real, but it sounds to me like we need legislation as well. What's your thought on that, and how do we drive that collectively?
Two things. Okay. In 2013, the United States Supreme Court, there's a special case. They changed from their black robes into white hoods, and they voted 5-4 to gut the Voting Rights Act. Now, specifically, yes, there were 16 jurisdictions. By the way, that included New York City, included Arizona, included Alaska. New York City was shafting Puerto Rican voters who had moved to New York, American citizens who were not refused Spanish-language ballots or Spanish-language help in voting.
Okay.
So it's not just the, Deep South rednecks. It ain't just heat of the night here. We're talking, in Arizona, they were shafting the American Native voters, the Navajo and other voters, out of their votes, and Hispanic voters. So it's a lot of jurisdictions face special scrutiny under the law. They don't now. They used to have to, if you added this, remember I told you about that system from Mr. KKK, the cross-check system, you couldn't implement that system without approval of the Justice Department under the old law. That no longer exists. But how do we fight that? Do we need legislation? You betcha we do. But here's the other thing. We may need legislation, but we need you two ways. We need you as a voter and to be registered. One way to defeat, and I tell this to people, and if you have people in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Indiana, in Arizona, they're mass purging hundreds, of thousands of voters in each of those states, in each of those states, which completely accounted for Trump's so-called victory in 2016. A simple way to defeat being purged from the voter rolls, that's being erased, is to check your registration in time and re-register. At gregpalace.com, I put up the list. I have a law firms, which have been suing all over the country to get the list of purged voters. We put them up on my website. You go and you look up your name and say, oh, well, you find that you've been removed, and you can go back in and re-register. That's how you defeat the steal. The second is, don't steal your own vote, for God's sake. Vote. I can't tell you how many people, you know, I just was speaking yesterday with a minister. This is Greg Palace talking, telling you to call 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, $60 donation. Yet, you know, you got to get the brand new activist edition of the best democracy money can buy. The case of the stolen election, new activist edition, and you'll get the secret link to, it's worse than you think, the Trump misadministration with Greg Palast and David K. Johnston. And by the way, I just showed that at Harvard the day before yesterday, and it woke up a few students.
Good.
Thought, oh, you know, so even privileged students said, oh, so that's how we got privileged.
Wait, but yeah. Tell us about this minister that you were talking to.
Yeah, so the minister, this is the minister who brought a case to end the law against, not in Oregon, but in the state of Florida. Infamously, if you were ever convicted of a felony crime, you lost your right to vote for life. This is the minister who got that a proposition on the ballot to eliminate that blockade on voting for the rest of your life. And by the way, there's only three states that block you now for the rest of your life. It passed in Florida with the majority not only of Democratic votes, but the majority of Republican voters said, enough of this Jim Crow, lose your citizenship for life tactic. You know, so you got caught with a joint when you're a kid and you lose your vote the rest of your life. This is a massive change. But he also said, here's the problem. We have 3 million people in Florida who have the right to vote who haven't registered. Another 3 million who have registered and didn't bother to vote. And Trump won by a smidgen in Florida. If Trump did not win Florida, okay, Obama won Florida twice, and that's how he became president. If he didn't win Florida, he wouldn't be president. He wouldn't have been president. Trump won Florida. No one has lost Florida and won the presidency in a generation, in about 30 years. You can't lose Florida and win the presidency.
Well, right. Except now, for Bush Gore, right? So, but that was determined by the Supreme Court.
And by the way, that's in the film. The cartoon by Portlander Keith Tucker is about the theft of the election in Florida in 2000. Because you got to know that story, but I figured you do it as a Saturday morning cartoon. Keith did great kind of cartoon. So we did a cartoon, I mean, about the theft of the presidency. It was pretty grim. And what happened was is that they removed black voters. They called them felons, and they weren't. 58,000 black people. And by the way, I wasn't guessing, and you'll see in the film, that they're black, because next to their name it said BLA. And I have to say, the first time I saw the list of black voters removed, it said BLA, and I kept thinking, what's blah? How come all these voters are blah, blah, blah? It was black. And so we showed this in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is a brand new activist edition commissioned by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. It's The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of Stolen Election, the activist edition. And if you call 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Got that right. You'll also get, it's worse than you think, the Trump misadministration by Greg Palast and the great investigative reporter, my colleague, David K. Johnston. You want these things at 60 stinking bucks or $5 a month. That's less than one cappuccino.
Greg, we have a caller who would like to make a comment, and we've been getting calls here, so we also want to take a break in a minute and thank the folks that are already calling in. But let's go. I believe we have Robbie on the phone who would like to make a comment or ask you a question, Greg.
Hey, Robbie.
You there, Robbie?
Robbie.
We've got our phone lines crossed,
maybe.
He's
making a donation. That's the important
thing. I hope so.
Yes.
We've got to switch lines.
Okay, that's
donation line.
Can you hear me?
There's Robbie. Robbie, go ahead. We can hear you.
Oh, great. Hey, thank you very much for all your work. Really, you hosting the show tonight for Joanne and also Greg Ballas. I really appreciate it. I've seen the movie. It's great. John Brackey. Do you know who John Brackey is?
Yes, I just spoke to him yesterday.
Oh, that's a good friend of mine. I'm from Tucson. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I just spoke
to him
yesterday.
Saying... You wanted to... Good.
Go ahead, Robbie.
I got a delay, I think. I think I have a delay on my end here. I just wanted to say, I think one of the huge things that I'm concerned about is primary elections are even more easy and susceptible to being, stolen. One thing that happened in Arizona, I live in Portland now, but I pretty much gave up on the voting process. Because when I was in Tucson, Arizona, I saw how bad it was. But then I came to this great state in Oregon, somewhat great, better than Arizona. And actually, it's really good to have, the voting system that we do here. We really need to make that national. But I just wanted to bring up what happened in 2016 is it happened to a lot of my friends in Arizona. We don't know the actual numbers, but basically people showed up to the voting booths and then they were registered as, lifelong Democrats, registered as Republicans, registered as independents. Yes. And this happened in Arizona. It happened in California. It happened in Illinois in the 2016 election, 2015, I guess. And one thing that they were giving out to people was provisional ballots, which was how they just, they canceled out things. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up and ask you if there's anything that we could do in terms of the primary election to hold the Democratic Party more accountable. But I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robbie.
Okay. Hey, Robbie, thank you. This is Greg Pallas, and I'm asking you to call. I'm going to respond to Robbie, but while I'm responding, I want you to call 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Or go to KBOO.FM, and you will get the best democracy money can buy. This is, by the way, Robbie, this is the new edition. This is the activist cut commissioned by Reverend Jesse Jackson. The latest update, the latest and last, I will say, and there won't be any more after this. And you will also get with it, It's Worse Than You Think, David K. Johnston and Greg Pallas on the misadministration, on the Trump misadministration. And yes, they do steal primaries. And Arizona, California, Nevada, let me add into that one. New York, let me add into that one. The Democratic Party has dirty hands. And that's one of the reasons why the Democrats are not the people who are going to protect your vote, because they play these games mainly in primaries, often with the very same victims, young people, voters of color, et cetera. And so you can't count Democrats. What you learn from this, you can't count Democrats, except one thing that concerned me, Robbie, and I'm going to try to see if I can change your mind about something. You said you gave up on the electoral process. Don't. If you showed up and you were registered as a Republican and you thought you were a Democrat that should be voting in a Democratic primary, well, I'm going to tell you something. Shame on you, okay? First time, shame on them. Second time, shame on you. Don't give up. Check your registration before you go. At least 60 days before you go to vote, double check that they have your name right, your address right. Don't let them, don't allow, say, oh, well, they got my name off by one letter. No, because you walk in with the wrong ID, they're going to block you. Check your registration, which you can do online in every single state, everyone you know. And you can often check for your friends and relatives in those swing states like Ohio, Nevada, Arizona. You can go onto their Secretary of State's website. The voter rolls are public. You can check if people are properly registered or if they've been shafted out of their proper party registration, or they've been, you know, I saw this in California. I did a whole story on the games that were being played in California, where again, and independent voters were allowed to vote in the Democratic Party, or thought that they were supposed to, but it's a really complicated process. Most independent voters in California who could vote in a Democratic primary, according to the Roper poll, 3 out of 4 were for Bernie Sanders in 2016. Are you ready for this? 750,000 of their votes were disqualified. I want to repeat that. 750,000 votes were disqualified in California. In that pile, almost all of them were those independent voters who tried to vote Democratic. They disqualified their ballots. That would have given Bernie Sanders the primary victory in California. He still probably wouldn't have gotten the nomination, but he won California. And so it's Democrats play these games. So it's your responsibility, not the Democratic Party's responsibility, to protect your vote, to make sure you're properly registered in your party of choice, your name and address are correct. Check that thing every time. It's not easy to vote anymore. They don't make it easy to vote. You know, Oregon is one of the only places that has anything close to an honest voting system. Right? Oregon and Washington are probably the only two states in these Americas which are even close to honest.
And now we are facing a 2020 election where it seems like there are nearly a million people that have been purged from the voter rolls in different states. And you yourself are working on a legal action along with the ACLU in order to get people restored to the voter rolls. Could you tell us a little bit about that lawsuit? I understand that you had a victory in Georgia.
Yes.
And where are there's 25 states that are employing these racist, really actually racist systems of purging voters.
Yes, well one thing, in fact, according to the Brennan Center, based on federal numbers, 14 million people have been removed from the voter roll.
Wow.
In the last 2 years. Now, our estimate, that's the Brennan Center for Justice out of NYU, out of the 14 million people removed, yes, about 6 million voters have died and moved and changed and decided, you know, that you can remove registration. Anyway, so nearly half are properly removed from the voter roll. But there are about 7 million people who should never have been removed. 7 million. Like I say, at least 750,000 in Georgia. And through cockamamie games that I explain in the film, especially the updated Activist Cut, the best democracy money can buy, the case of the stolen election, the new Activist Cut, get it. I've been filing lawsuits with several law firms, most associated with the National Lawyers Guild, and working in coordination with the ACLU, but especially with Stacey Abrams' organization, Fair Fight. And we brought a federal lawsuit in Georgia. We won. We got the total information on how they removed people, who they removed, name by name, and we proved that most of those people were removed illegally, wrongly, name by name. Now we're fighting to get them back on the voter rolls. But you can get yourself back on the voter rolls just by checking. Don't show up and find out you've been removed. Don't show up and find out your party has been changed. And it's very, very important that you check your registration also, because you get those mail-in ballots in Oregon. You don't want to get the mail-in ballot and find out that the information's all wrong or you were excluded from a primary because they didn't have your party registration right. Make sure that you check it before they send you that ballot so you don't have to go to the rigmarole of returning it. And to take control, but you have to know how this game is done. So we sued successfully in Georgia. We're not done with that suit because we still got to get the people back on the rolls. We just now have all the names of the illegal people we legally removed. And we're suing in 20 other states. That includes especially Ohio and Michigan. And it's very, very important that we continue, that we don't stop, that we don't think, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, they have all kinds of reasons why Hillary Clinton lost, like, well, that she's a woman, et cetera. She won. They just didn't count all the votes. You know, one thing you'll find, for example, in the new activist edition, the update of the best box you might buy, in Michigan, 75,355 ballots were never counted. And those were because 87 voting machines broke down in Detroit, Michigan. Now, and they didn't count. They used paper ballots, but they are counted by machines, which broke down, so they simply didn't count. They literally didn't count 75,355 ballots in Detroit, Michigan. Were those Motown? Is that Hillary's town or is that Trump's town? Those are Hillary voters. Those are black voters. And Trump supposedly won the state by 10,700 votes, but literally seven times that many votes were never counted out of Detroit. These are the types of games that they play. These are the types of games you talk about in the film. This is why I want you to get this activist version of the film, because you can send it out to your cousins in Iowa, and you can send it out to Ohio and Michigan and Georgia and Carolina, and where it's going to make a difference. You tell them about this film. It's short enough that you can have discussion, and you can only get it by calling 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KBOO, a $60 minimum donation. I mean, that minimum. I hope you'll give more. That's just $5 a month. You can sign up at $5 a month. Make that call, 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palast. A lot of people appreciate my work. I know that in Portland. And if you're listening online, please make that donation. And at KBOO.FM. If you appreciate my work, if you appreciate the work I do with Amy Goodman, please, this is the moment to say I stand up and support them. We know.
And Greg, I want to pop in and say we've got a bunch of people here who have done just that, and we got a Hall of Fame. I want to thank a few people. This is John from the control room here. These are folks who have called 877-500-5266 or have gone online and donated at KBOO.FM. Maria from Portland. I want to also thank Francesca from Milwaukee. And Helga from Newburgh, who called in, who did it online at KBOO.FM. Also,
hey, Helga.
Yeah, and Jenny, renewed from Vancouver, Washington. And
hey, Jenny, thank you.
And here's Sean from Corvallis. He's been listening for 40 years to KBOO, and he's donating the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, to his local community library there in Corvallis, and is also given a gift.
Great idea.
Nice. And I understand we have a caller on the line as well. Is it Mike?
Well, I want to thank everyone, really, Helga and the rest of the gang for calling in. It really is important to me. I don't get paid for this, and I do it because I just think the KBOO, and really, I don't say this, I'm not making this up. It really is just about the best community station in these United States. I can't make that up. It's really true. I really think that what you guys are doing is amazing. And if you think it's KBOO is amazing, then call 877-500-5266. You're hearing all these people calling in. This is amazing. This is heartening. This says, what can you do to protect your vote? How about keep KBOO alive? If you didn't have KBOO, who would be watching this system? You know, it's not going to come from, the National Petroleum Radio ain't going to watch the system for you. KBOO will. 877-500-5266.
Call
right now, $60.
And and Mike, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, KBOO.
Good morning. You have a comment or a question for Greg Palast?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for being a guest on KBOO and supporting KBOO. I've been a member for 20 years.
Thank you.
And just, it just doesn't feel right, even being out of town sometimes, so I check it out online on KBOO.FM, which is cool. Anyway, my question is, I think, an important question, because quite often what interests me is things I'm not hearing about anymore. Could you tell us about these very important court cases, even to the state Supreme Courts all around the country, maybe four or five, I don't know, where their gerrymandering and their systems have been not only deemed unfair and undemocratic, but racist. And what has become, what was the action plan after that? Did they change everything? Did they try to make it better in the meantime? Or are they waiting for the next census? What's happening? Thank you.
Great question. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Okay, it cut out when I what was the name of the state he was speaking to, or was that just any of the state?
Yeah, no, he said several states it's happening with the partisan gerrymandering cases.
Oh, my God. I can't use the word. Partisan gerrymandering in the business has another term. It's called rat effed. Okay.
And we can fill in the blank, yes.
Yeah, fill in the blanks while you're calling 877-500-KBOO. And so what's happening with, the gerrymandering cases are, my colleague David Dyan is working on these things. And what's happened is that in the U.S. Supreme Court has been playing games with us saying, oh, we can't really tell if there's gerrymandering. Really? Are you kidding me? Okay? Are you kidding me? So what they do is a system of what's called cracking and stacking. So they'll take, for example, a black area of Atlanta and stick a gazillion, every single black voter they can find into one district. You get one single district where it's like 90% Democrats. Now you've basically wiped out all the black voters because you removed them, and you got four surrounding white districts which will elect Republicans. Even though the majority of the vote is Democratic, you still have four Republicans elected and one Democrat. That's how gerrymandering works. When we talk about gerrymandering, I want people to understand how it works. You stack your voters, or you crack them and divide them, cracking, removing the black voters from these districts as Democrats. Now, they've just found secret files from the number one consultant of the Republican Party. When he died, his daughter took his hard drive and found out that he was doing this basically racist and really criminal activity of helping bend our democracy, fix the democracy by monkeying with the voting lines in America. And now the Supreme Court's saying, well, it's kind of fine, but a lot of state courts are saying this violates our state constitutions. In Pennsylvania, which had a Republican majority congressional delegation, flipped completely to Democratic simply by making the lines more honest and more even. The Democrats, it's not like the Democrats took over and redrew the lines. The courts redrew the lines to make them fair. So in some states, as fairness spreads, so does the power of the progressive voter. So you're winning in some states, but again, the Supreme Court on a nationwide basis has not made this ugly, racist, nasty, anti-democratic system of gerrymandering, has not made it outright illegal.
Greg, I'm on your website now, and Robbie called earlier and mentioned the purging of the voter rolls and the mislabeling of voters in Arizona. And so now I'm looking at your website on your purge list, and some of the states on there you would expect to be playing fast and loose with the rules, like Georgia maybe, or Arizona. But other ones on here, like Illinois and Colorado, you wouldn't expect that those would be the kind of states, and maybe this is naive on our part, but you wouldn't expect those would be the kind of states playing those games. Tell me more. How widespread is this?
Voter games are in almost every state. Like I say, Oregon and Washington are the only states that I know that are even close to a fair system. California is terrible. But Illinois, for example, now one of the reasons, by the way, that the film that we are moving today as a premium, the activist edition, the best democracy money can buy, the case of Stolen Election, was commissioned by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's based in Chicago, Illinois. And they were using the KKK interstate cross-check system. He said, that's got to end. So he started a campaign. He commissioned this film for special showings all over Illinois. And we defeated the system. Illinois has pulled out of this awful Jim Crow system. But you have to understand, you might have in Illinois, you have cities, Democratic and progressive cities like Chicago. But the Republicans had control of the governorship and control of the elections board for several years.
that changed too. But we were able to change the system even before the Democrats took control of the governorship. That's how you do it. You end the Jim Crow system, and then the Democratic candidate won the governorship because we were able to get the voter rolls fixed so that voters can vote. What a novel idea.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and you point out that Oregon and Washington are probably two of the more above board states. And when you think about it, one of the ways we do that and ensure kind of honesty, at least at the vote count, is just paper ballots that get mailed in. And yet, you know, recently I heard of folks that were going into voting booths during the last, the midterm election, hitting the Democratic button and watching the Republican button light up. You know, the control of the, and the opportunity to mess with electronic voting and electronic vote counting is terrifying. I'm wondering what kind of opportunity there is to drive much of the country back to a simple paper ballot system that can be tracked. And before I go any further and turn it back to you, I did also want to just take this opportunity to thank Maura from Portland, who called in, made a donation, and insured herself of getting a copy of the Best Democracy Money Can Buy. But anyhow, back to you, Greg.
And I want to thank her, too. Thank you so much, because when you call 877-500-KBOO and make that $60 donation, and by the way, you will not only get the Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the activist edition DVD, we will also send you, and no one else is getting this, my film with David K. Johnston, the great investigative reporter, the two of us, on It's Worse Than You Think, the Trump Misadministration. That's a bonus that goes with your $60 donation that gets you the DVD as well. So call that number. Thank you. And yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I'm concerned about is, like, as we saw in Michigan, and you'll see in the film, even when you have paper ballots, in most states where you have paper ballots, you have machines reading the paper ballots. And that can be a big problem. Like in Michigan, you got this big giant sheet of paper, and unless you have a very sophisticated scanner, it has a monstrously difficult time reading that paper ballot. So we need a much more sophisticated machine. It's called a human eyeball to count those votes. So in Michigan, as I said, and you'll see this in the film, the new edition of the film, 75,355 ballots were cast on paper in Michigan, in Detroit, but never counted because the readers broke down. And that is a huge problem we have in black communities and low-income communities, because, look, they give, in low-income communities, you get bad schools, bad hospitals, bad cops. You also get the bad voting machine. It's that simple. And so it's not even that someone fancy is switching your vote from Democrat to Republican. It's that the vote simply doesn't get counted at all. And if it's not counted in a low-income area, in a black area, in a Hispanic area, in around a college, in student areas, you know whose votes those are. They don't have to know your exact ballot. They just know if you don't count the vote in Detroit, Michigan, it's a Democratic ballot. Yeah. They know that, and they use that.
Greg, we're starting to run short on time here. So first of all, we wanted to thank you for your continued good work and your support at KBOO. We also want to extend our congratulations to you and Miss Badpenny. Congratulations on the wedding. But really, most importantly, we want to thank you for contributing so strongly to our democracy and to our membership drive here at KBOO. We always count on you. You always come through for us, and we're counting on you to continue to come through for our democracy and for KBOO.
Thank you so much. Always, I'm thrilled to always help out KBOO. I hope to get up to Portland, and when I do, you'll bring Democracy Money Can Buy, the Activist Edition, the Case of the Stolen Election, brand new, and I'll sign those, and you'll also get, remember, you get that bonus if you call now.
Got 2 minutes left.
Hey, Johnson, it's Worse Than You Think, the Trump misadministration. Please make that call. And, you know, give away the, I got the old version of the film. I'll give this away, or give away the old version, whatever, because it's important to spread it out. But the most important thing is support your station, KBOO, KBOO.FM. Make that donation online or call 877-500-KBOO. This is Greg Palace saying, I am so thrilled to just be allowed to even help this station stay on the air. Don't take it for granted. Please support your weapon of mass destruction in the Portland area.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope those phones keep ringing. And back to you, John.
Thank you, Greg.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
And you just have a minute or so to call in for Greg Palast's show here and his DVD, 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Make that donation right now. $5 a month, $60 to get his DVD of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the new edition. Coming up next, it's Fight the Empire with Per Fogering.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of A Night with Heather Booth on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the Mount Hood Community College Theater in Gresham. Heather Booth is an organizer and activist for progressive politics. A Night with Heather Booth features a screening of the documentary film Heather Booth Changing the World, a Q&A with Heather after the film, and a panel discussion with local organizers from a broad cross-section of community groups. Again, that's A Night with Heather Booth on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the Mount Hood Community College Theater at Northeast 29th and Kane Drive in Gresham. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Gravy Cafe, located in both Boise at 3957 North Mississippi Avenue, and in Kearns at 3101 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Serving traditional American breakfast and brunch, both locations are open daily from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lunch was provided by Horse Brass Pub, located at 4534 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Open from 11 to 2 a.m., serving British and pub grub. More information at horsebrass.com. Dinner was provided by Crush Bar, located at 1400 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. Crush is an all-inclusive event space, bar, and restaurant, open till midnight.